Summer, I just want to let you know your 3 minutes are up, so if you could wrap up and then help the others with their time, that would be great.
I have been a part of the CCCJC organization as the movement to ask the city of Fresno to adopt the independent police auditor program, and we ask that you, Mayor, to continue to support this idea, and please make sure that the independent police auditor is in place for Fresno City.
Thank you. And so just begin with the name and address, please.
Okay. Columbe de Cachino. Hi, Columbe de Cachino. Don't know what you know. She doesn't know her address.
Okay. But that's the name.
You have the card.
Her name?
Columbe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Columbe, so no, yeah. My name is Zhang Wu.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. We've got your address right here, so you're good.
Okay.
Zhang Wu.
Okay, go check on my little girl. Nina Minua Mika Petoma Niatia Pete Lula Lotomo Chongta.
We are here because we seek justice from you. And our cars continue to be vandalized by children in the neighborhood.
Pete Lufa Lotte Tema Lomotomo Niatama.
They come and steal from our cars. We know of the person who did it, but we couldn't say anything. The day these gangsters came and vandalized our cars, we witnessed it, we saw it. My husband saw it, we rushed to the car. We yelled and we chased the kid. He ran into the house. We called the police. The police came and we pointed to the residents. The police came and went inside to investigate. Police came and told us that he didn't do it because he said he didn't do it. So the police just said he didn't do it, so they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
They just went back to their office. We want justice and we need help so that the police officers can continue to do their job right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, next.
My
name is Va Mi Xiong.
My name is Andre. This one, four seven two seven, Eastman.
Is that good enough? Okay, Hashika Haji.
Gusadia, Nina Bay, two other channel, Bayside, you are Luke, Honola, and take a puppy.
We're here because we want the independent police auditor. We want the oversight so that the police can stop treating us unfairly and unequally. One of the things that we would like to ask is when the police come into our homes, they need to talk to us before they go and search and turn our bedrooms upside down. They need to respect us, and if we do not let them come in to search our homes. They need to abide to that law. As people, we also would like for justice and equality. We want the police to treat us fairly. We want more justice, and we want to see that everybody's also being treated equally, more so than what we have been. Thank you. Okay, Cholang Tuthia. Yapata Tombena. Anyone else from our group, Mayor? My name is Moa Vu. I'm grateful and wanted to appreciate the intelligence who are here to be the check and balance and to create ways that can sustain justice for the community. I see that if this organization, the Independent Police Auditor Program, is established, it will make me very happy. I've experienced unfair treatment from the police. If the police tells me that I'm in the wrong, and if I know that I am, I would appreciate them telling me. But when I know that I was being accused, wrongfully accused, I just feel sad for that individual, that police officer. Because I know that he's the intelligent one. He's the one who is educated. And yet, how can he not help me and do the right thing? I've always heard that the police are here to protect civilians. But that day, I don't understand why I was treated that way. I was very disappointed and very sad. I wanted to thank those who came up with the independent police auditor idea, and thank you so much for pushing this forward.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to our next group. We've got Kimberly Estrada, Bill Milton, and Sherry Smith. We're going to take those three. That's going to get us right up to 8 o'clock, and I'm then going to defer to the council president, who I think wants to officially adjourn the meeting. We'll continue for a bit longer after that, but we'll need to officially end at 8 o'clock. So we'll go with those three speakers, Kimberly Estrada, Bill Milton, Sherry Smith.
Madam Mayor, my name is Richard Nieto. My family's farmed here for over 90 years, and I'm speaking in favor of police auditor, and I just want to give you an example of a true story, and there are two main characters in my story. In the spirit of our new president and the purpose of going forward, I'm not going to use their real names, but one of the characters is Officer Jones. Officer Jones is not a bad cop, but he does have domestic violence convictions. Officer Jones gets assigned to a high school. Now, on a person's neck, there's a sensitive nerve and a pressure point. When this nerve is pinched, it causes excruciating pain, but it leaves no mark. I myself am a martial arts teacher, and I've learned about this nerve when I trained Japanese riot police in Shikoku, Japan. Officer Jones learned about this nerve, and for whatever reason, from time to time, he would need to assert his authority on the students. He pinched him on that sensitive nerve. The students protested, "You can't do this to us. It's against the law." Officer Jones' reply is, "I am the law. What are you going to do about it?" The second character in this story is John Paul. He is a student at this school. Excuse me. John Paul is a good guy, but he's not all there. Perhaps he has some psychological issues. Unfortunately, one day at lunchtime, Officer Jones and John Paul encounter each other. Officer Jones does his pinching routine. The problem is that John Paul doesn't understand the concept of what are you going to do about it? I'm the law. All he knows is that a big man hurt him. He wants to get back at this person. John Paul runs home, finds the baseball bat, and comes back and finds Officer Jones. And we know the rest of the story. The standard cliche is to take your grievances to the authorities. This was tried and absolutely, for sure, did not work. I went with a family to meet with the police department. The PD said that John Paul wanted to commit suicide. I went with a family. We met with the school administration. Not only did they do nothing good come out of that meeting, but the school administration actually had the nerve to tell the family that there was no reasons why Officer Jones could not return to school the next day to work. Even afterwards, Pablo Lopez from the Fresno Bee Reporter was willing to conduct interviews, but the ongoing distrust of the police, distrust of the system, and the distrust of the Bee thwarted these effects for Mr. Lopez. This is not a system that works. It's not acceptable. If there had been a police auditor in place with the record of defending the public, the students could have reported this problem early on, and a quicker inquiry would have been made. Officer Jones could have been corrected. And thus, this encounter between Officer Jones and John Paul, with tragic consequences for both sides, would never have happened. And I'd just like to say that on behalf of Captain Dyer, I have had problems with gang members, with my employees, and being threatened by them, and he has come to our rescue. So maybe he needs to be responsible for what's going on, but he also, if you write a letter to him and tell him specifically what's happening, what it is, he takes care of business on some issues. As far as what needs to be done, if you can just have a doctor, when a doctor has a grievance against their medical record, you can go on Google and find reports against their record. And also, if you can do that in some of these cases where we can see if you have constant errors, you know, people ought to know about it and keep it transparent so we can all see monthly what's going on. And if you have a rotating board where that they can answer to, not just you, which not saying you're not trustable because I'm really proud you're here, but if you have people that can rotate on this board that they also review to, people feel that they're having input and hopefully it will be a better system.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nieto. So we're going to hear from Kimberly Estrada, Sherry Smith. We're going to take a quick break to adjourn the meeting and then continue. So Kimberly.
Yes. Hi. Hello. My name is Kimberly Estrada, and my address currently is 2203 East University Avenue. I was born and raised here in Fresno, California. I left approximately 12 years ago, and I have been residing in San Diego. I currently moved back about a month ago. And just to give you an overview of my background, I worked for the Superior Court in San Diego for a little over 8 years, and most recently, until a month ago when I left San Diego, I worked for National Alliance on Mental Illness in San Diego. Therefore, as you can imagine, I have, you know, friends who are sheriffs, police officers, attorneys, etc. I think my main concern and the reason why I'm here is I think as people who work in public service, if you will, we see it all. We see the good, the bad, and we hear it all. And I think at times it can be easy to forget that a homeless person or someone who is mentally ill is just crazy, or is just, you know, doesn't have anything better to do with his life and is just someone who is just not even a person. When I saw the video a couple of weeks ago, the first thing that came to my mind was, I bet this person is mentally ill. And then, of course, in the afternoon when I heard more about the story, it did indeed come out that Mr. Beatty is mentally ill. I personally moved here because I have a family member who is very close to me who is suffering from a mental illness, and it has gone undiagnosed and untreated. And I think the one thing that I have heard in speaking to, I actually spoke with a sheriff deputy a couple weeks ago, and we're talking about mental illness and et cetera, and openly said, you know, we just have not received any, we don't have any training as it pertains to people who are mentally ill. And at NAMI in San Diego, they do a lot with the sheriff's departments, the police departments, as far as training and as far as informing them and educating them on mental illness. And the one thing that is that I think a lot of people don't understand is that you cannot force someone to get treatment, and if they do not get treatment, there are psychosis, there's, you know, they can be violent, etc. In San Diego, they do have a citizens review board, and actually when I got here a couple weeks ago, I had inquired about that, and I heard that you guys do not have one. I am definitely in favor of a citizens review board, and so for the record, I just put lastly, the IPA does not prevent an officer-related incident from occurring. However, it does enable the community to have a neutral representative who is unbiased and which will prevent a conflict of interest. It is a fair system of checks and balances. The San Diego has an excellent review board. It consists of 15 members and three people to a team, and the internal affairs audits police, the IPA audits internal affairs, so it's an effective second layer. The IPA can interview cases and cross-reference internal affairs results, and that's the most effective way to keep cover-ups from happening. So I am in favor of an IPA.
Thank you very much. Okay. Sherry, one more comment, then we'll turn it back to the dais and then come back for, we'll have time for about five or six more speakers. Sherry.
Good evening, Madam Mayor. My name is Sherry Smith. I live at 4724 West Swift. I'd like this evening to tell you that first and foremost, we must maintain homeland security in Fresno. I ask you to please keep all sworn officers accountable. That includes both police and fire officers who serve this community, enforcers of safety and of the law. Please go full circle with this independent safety auditor in order to secure our city at the highest levels. If an independent public safety auditor is put in place, it should be a condition of which they are strong enough to investigate and cautious enough to respect the police, the fire, and the citizens of the city of Fresno. I ask you to make careful and complete decisions about this independent public safety auditor.
Tonight, my colleagues and I would like to thank the community, first of all, for coming out and sharing your concerns on the in regards to an independent police auditor. We do appreciate it, and we want to thank you, and we have heard you. Also, my colleagues and I would like to thank the mayor, Ashley Swearingen. She kept her word. She held this forum tonight, and we do appreciate this, and we do thank you so much. At this time, the meeting was scheduled from 6 to 8. Therefore, it will be adjourned. It's 6:08, and the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, I am planning to have a few more people testify. We're going to go to about probably 8:25, five or six more folks. And I've got some Spanish-speaking people that have been waiting all night to speak, so we're going to get them up next. We'll let you guys get settled here in just a second, and we'll get back started back. I'm going to turn to Elizabeth Jonathan. Where is Elizabeth? There she is. I believe we have three folks who need support for translation, and they are Mr. or Ms. Torres, Areya Alcarez, and Noe Hernandez. Is that right? We got the right group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Muy buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Aurea Alcaraz. Vivo en el 55 North Yosemite, aquí en Fresno. Tengo 25 años viviendo aquí en Fresno.
My name is Aurelia Alcaraz, and I live on North Yosemite, And good evening. I have been living here for 25 years.
Mi información, mi reporte es también contra de oficiales de aquí del Departamento de Policía, tocante de un menor de edad que es mi hijo, Luis Alberto Gómez, ha sido...
My information also is regarding a police officer in connection to an assault with my son.
Él estaba en junio en Provechen, llega un oficial a mi casa durante el tiempo que estaba en Provechen el jovencito, llegó el oficial cateándome el cuarto del niño.
While my young one was in probation, an officer came to my house and searched his room.
El oficial encuentra debajo de su cama una pistola de plástico que no tenía el plástico rojo enfrente, estaba quebrada. Es un plástico, una pistola de plástico donde ya estaba quebrada. El oficial voltea y le dice...
They search underneath the bed and find a plastic handgun with the red part broken off. It had already been broken off, but the officer looks at the gun and turns around and says,
"Oh, yo por esto te puedo matar. Creo yo estoy indignada, muy enojada, porque uno creo que un oficial debe de usar esas palabras, mucho menos para un menor de edad."
He says, "Because of this, I can kill you. And I am very, very, very angry because I don't believe a police officer or anyone should use these types of words, much less with a minor."
Segundo, creo que los oficiales necesitan más, un poquito más de educación, porque creo que atreven a hacer tanto daño a una persona ateniéndose al uniforme que tienen, la ropa puesta o la plaquita que llevan. No tienen suficiente educación para ser elementos de la oficina de la policía.
I think the officers need a lot more education because of the uniform they wear. They think that they can get away with things.
¿Por qué? Porque un oficial agarra, también golpeó al esposo de mi hija. Juan Arteaga está arrestado, golpeado. Le tumbaron sus dientes, lo agarraron por la espalda, lo agarraron de la nuca. Y lo voltearon de boca sobre el cofre de un auto que no era ni siquiera propio de él.
They grabbed my daughter's husband and took his teeth out while they spun him around and arrested him and pushed him into another car that wasn't even his.
Tercero, cuando mataron a un sobrino mío aquí en Fresno apenas hace un año, 6-7 policías invadieron la casa, entraron con pistola, sacando a las personas con dolor, tirándolas en el piso a mano armada. ¿Creen ustedes que eso es justo?
Third, when they killed a cousin, a nephew of mine, and the police came with guns into my house and pushed the people on the floor. Do you think that's right?
Cuarto, aquí está el número de otro oficial que llega y arresta al mismo menor de edad enfrente de la casa, frente de mi afuera, en la puerta de mi casa. Mi hijo llorando y dijo, yo aquí vivo. El oficial soltó la carcajada y lo arrestó, lo llevó adentro de la policía, adentro de la patrulla, la policía arrestado, no teniendo por qué arrestarlo. Oh, tú hueles a marihuana, cuando tenía 3 minutos que había salido de su recámara. Porque el vecino le había hablado que si yo tenía una pastilla para el dolor de cabeza de su esposa. Él no tenía derecho de hacer eso.
Fourth, when the police came and arrested my son because they suspected that he smelt of marijuana and he had just taken a headache pill from, he had just been in his house 3 minutes and gone outside and taken his headache pill. And it was unwarranted.
Quinto, mi hijo el mayor tiene 24 años, fue arrestado por problemas que le causaron fuera en la calle, ok, fue arrestado, adentro de la cárcel lo golpearon, pero creo que los allí los responsables, irresponsables mejor dicho, fueron dos oficiales de sheriff que estaban adentro, porque mientras las personas estaban golpeándolo, ellos estaban riendo.
5th, my older son, who's 24, was arrested and was beaten inside the jail, and we believe that it was the two sheriffs that are the responsible ones because they were laughing about it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Could you let her know we need to wrap up? We're not keeping time, but we need to wrap up.
Muchas gracias.
Oh,
thank you.
Gracias. De nada.
Hola, muy buenas noches. Mi nombre es Melchor Torres. Yo radico en Madera, California, 17786 Road 26.
Good evening. My name is Melchor Ocampo, and I live at Melchor Torres, and I live in Madera, California.
Yo les notifico a ustedes, mi historia es terrífica, o terrible, más bien, empezando el 27 de octubre del 2002.
My story is terrible, horrific, starting October 27, 2002.
Eran las 10 de la noche del día 27 de octubre cuando me llamaron a mi casa informándome un oficial que mis dos hijos estaban arrestados y yo acudí inmediatamente a donde estaban.
It was 10 p.m. when I got the call that my two kids had been arrested, so I immediately went to the station.
Entonces, yo ocupé una intérprete y la intérprete fue la oficial Noriega. Terminó el arreglo que y el la excusa que yo les pedí o el perdón que yo les pedí para mis hijos por sus errores que cometieron.
So I needed an interpreter, and the excuse that I said because of my kids was that.
Entonces se terminó y el hijo mío, el mayor, que tenía 24 años, quedando arrestado. El menor tenía 12 años. Y resulta que ahí quedó todo tranquilo.
The elder was 24 years old and the younger was 12 years old and everything was calm.
Resulta que la oficial Noriega se despegó de donde estábamos y fue hacia el carro donde estaba el hijo mío arrestado, dándole un tiro en el corazón y luego diciendo, yo alcancé a escuchar. Dice, le disparé.
Officer Noriega, who was the interpreter, once this was finished, went up while his son was in the car and shot him.
Entonces, en el disparo, todos los oficiales presentes se posesionaron, escondiéndose entre los carros con sus armas desenfundada, y uno ahí en medio de ellos, sin poderse mover ahí, quedó uno paralizado.
So all the officers present started hiding and unfolding their weapon, and I was there in front without being able to do anything.
Entonces, yo fui por mi esposa a mi casa a recoger a mi esposa porque llegó la ambulancia y se lo trajo más bien aquí a la ciudad de Fresno y al hospital general de acá de la de la calle Ventura.
So I went and got my wife because they called an ambulance and the ambulance brought him over here to the hospital on Ventura.
Yo a mi esposa no le notifiqué nada del disparo. Yo nomás le hice mención de que el hijo iba golpeado. Pero yo acá entre mí le pedí a Dios que no fuera muy grave el disparo. Y entonces llegamos al hospital. Esperamos una hora y media y nos informaron. Por su hijo no pudimos hacer nada, ha muerto.
I didn't tell my wife anything about the shot. I told her that our kid was hurt, and I was praying to God that nothing happened, that the shot was just not very harmful. And an hour and a half later, the doctors came up and told us that we couldn't do anything for your son. Your son has died.
Yo aquí para terminar pronto, para no aburrirlos, es muy larga la historia. Yo no terminaría en toda la noche ni mañana. Yo tardaría un buen tiempo para contarles la historia, pero aquí le paro. Y yo les pido perdón por quererme adelantar a todos los demás que estaban por enfrente. Y yo le pido disculpas al concilio y a todos en general. Me perdonan. Pero con lo que quiero terminar es que por la muerte del hijo mío no ha habido justicia todavía. Ya pasaron 6 años y no ha habido justicia. Gracias, muchas gracias.
Well, it's been 6 years and there's still no justice for my son. I would like to say I'm sorry for everyone that I've talked in front of. I know that there was a line, but thank you for allowing me to speak.